This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back. Again, to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Yesterday I spoke on Muslim indoctrination into public schools, taking it line upon line, precept upon precept. Well, the American people and their attention's completely diverted away from what matters. Slaves. The making of slaves. The making of slaves. You can't actually blame the one that dummies down people to become the slaves, because you have to bend over. Stand straight up, and they can't make slaves out of you. And slaves are made in the religion of ignorance. And when I was talking about yesterday concerning slaves, they're making slaves out of your children. That's why they're dumbing them down. Parents of public school students, what are we supposed to do? Well, first of all, don't drop them off at public schools to be indoctrinated illegally. I had shared with you that John Dumphy, in his article, A Religion for a New Age, said the Bible is not merely another book. It has and remains an incredibly dangerous book. Of course it is. It's dangerous to criminals, just like a cop is, a good cop. He said, I'm convinced that battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as proselytizers of a new faith. He said, the classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new, the rotting corpse of Christianity. Oh, whoa. Together with all of its adjacent evils and misery, and the new faith of humanism, resplendent in its promise of a world in which the never-realized Christian's ideal of love thy neighbor will be finally achieved. It's interesting, folks. These people dig the hole, and they want everybody to go with them. But what they don't realize is they go too. In recent years, I highlighted this yesterday, and again, taking it line upon line, precept upon precept, friends. American public schools have been indoctrinated with the Muslim religion. Studies have shown over 500,000 historical errors in public school textbooks giving an Islamic slant to your kids. And as a result, kids across the country in public schools are learning to become a Muslim. Yep, you heard me right. Oh, and I wanted to bring up, too, you know, what about lines between church and state? Well, you know that that's unconstitutional. It's found in the USSR Constitution, Article 52. But we are a Christian nation. And that wall that's been erected bars the government from what it's doing today. That applies to the Christian faith, to the Mosaic institution, because that's what we're established on. But to think that your enemies that took down the two towers have a right to teach children now to become Muslims in public schools, fasting for Ramadan, learning the five pillars of Islam, memorizing verses from the Quran, adopting a Muslim name, staging a jihad, a war against non-Muslims. Wow. Wow. That's craziness. And people act as if they don't know what the problem is. They act as if it's someone else's problem to right the wrongs. in which they're responsible to write. Look at the indoctrination. Look where it's brought us, friends. Look where it's brought us. And look at the short amount of time it's taken to reduce our children to what they are today because of the mentality through the indoctrination that they've been inundated with on a 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. And I want to iterate this point too as well. I did a high school assembly in Pensacola, Florida. And I remember that would be one of the 360 that I did in 26 states, including Alaska. And it's interesting to note that when I first pulled into Pensacola, Florida, in this high school that we were doing, there were literally 5 churches around that school. Now, keep in mind, these kids are Christian kids. They're in a Christian community. And what's interesting to note is those 5 churches tell those kids how much they're loved 2 times a week, Wednesday and probably Sunday. And the parents are the ones that go to church on Wednesday and Sunday as well, telling their kids and demonstrating how much they say they love them while 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, they are dropped off at the public school to be illegally indoctrinated. And then by the way, I want to bring in law here because it's a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. But I want to give you some scenarios just from going back just a little bit. High school in 1962 versus 2016. Johnny goes duck hunting before school and then pulls into the school parking lot with his shotgun in his truck and his truck's gun rack. In 1962, the vice principal, he comes over, looks at Johnny's shotgun, goes to his car and gets his own shotgun out to show Johnny. In 2016, schools go down into lockdown and the FBI is called. Johnny is hauled off to jail and never sees his truck or his gun again. Counselors are called in for traumatized students and teachers. Look what you have accepted, America. Don't blame the corrupt politicians. That's secondary. After you take responsibility. Jesus said, take the mote that's out of your own eye before you take it out of your brother's eye. He's exactly right. You can't go around correcting the world, friends, until you're corrected before the Lord, period. Scenario 2, Tim and Mark get into a fist fight after school. 1962, crowd gathers, Mark wins the fight, Tim and Mark shake hands and become the best of friends. In 2016, Jeffrey is given a huge dose of Ritalin after being diagnosed with attention deficit disorder, ADD. Jeffrey now becomes a zombie. The family now gets a check from the government, and Jeffrey becomes disabled. Wow. That's craziness, isn't it? I'm going to give you a quick quote here so I don't have to go back to this, but for all those that have been, well, those that are a part of financing the pharmaceuticals by putting their kids on dangerous antidepressant drugs, dangerous psychotropic drugs, might I add. There's a whole other show for that. But you do know that in his last interview before his death, Leon Eisenberg called ADHD the creator of the medicine for ADHD. He said it's a prime example of a fictitious disease. It's been created. And they've made billions of dollars off the ignorance of the parents that have their kids on them. We'll be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You have us ranked as the number one show right now, friends. You're listening. Let's hear you. 1-866-582-9933. Right now we're talking about none other than the parents saying, what are we supposed to do? Well, what would you do if it was you? I mean, whatever happened to real love when you do for others as you'd have them do unto you? People talk about, especially the older people, talk about, well, you know, I had to go through it. No, you didn't have to go through it. You didn't have to go through international baccalaureate. You didn't have to go through No Child Left Unindoctrinated. You didn't have to go through Common Core. You weren't subjected to the sodomite agenda. You weren't subjected to the history and science books being changed every 3 to 7 years. You're not even close to what these young people in public schools are being taught. Well, I can hear someone right now, just like I did yesterday. Oh, well, you know, I'm very involved, heavily involved in what's going on with my kid in public school. Well, I'm glad you are. But can I ask you a question? How do you justify it? Last year, I had a teacher call in and talk about how those teachers are doing the best that they can. The best that they can. What do you mean the best that they can? Well, Bradley, take it easy on the teachers. They're just doing their job. Wait a second. They're not doing their job. If they're taking whatever starts at the top and goes to the bottom and giving it to their kids, they are not doing their job. What are you talking about? They're not doing their job. No, they're doing the job of those that mean to destroy your kids. Not to educate your kids, because that's exactly what they're doing. And the reason they are saying that, because they're hoping that you look no further and don't hurt their feelings, well, they're indoctrinating your kids. They are obligated nowhere to work for those that indoctrinate our children. Matter of fact, if you look to federal government, they have no business whatsoever, friends, teaching anybody's kids anything. I mean, look what's going on in public schools today. You know, Hollywood teaches the little girl and the boy to go ahead and fornicate sex before marriage. You might want to teach your kids 1 Corinthians 6:9, first and foremost, because no fornicator or adulterer shall inherit the kingdom of God. But the fact of the matter is Hollywood teaches them this. Their health class teaches them this. Sodomy as well, lesbian, whatever the case might be. They teach them everything now, friends. And then once she becomes impregnated, and she's taught by the same school district to go ahead and kill her baby. And you'll pay for it. America, you're paying for it. Look at them now. They set them up. They try to find something wrong with your kid. And then they want to put them on antidepressants. I had shared with you right before the end of the last segment, ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. I didn't say that. These were the words of Leon Eisenberg, the scientific father of ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Folks, when are you going to start holding the pharmaceuticals accountable? I mean, you know as well as I do, it's coming through those, again, that call themselves representatives, of course. But see, what they always do is they got to find the problem, they create the problem, and then they come in as the problem solvers. And then they get paid to do it to sell out their country. And that's exactly what they're doing. But they can't do it without the help of those that are going along just to get along. You know, those people out there, listen, I'm not in trouble, man. You know, I don't want to stir anything up. You know, I really what they're saying is, I don't love my country enough to fight for it. You know what they're really saying? I don't love God enough to keep his commandments. And I'll tell you, Bradley, someone's piping up now. Hey, Bradley, who do you think you're talking to, man? I love God. Really? You obey him? You know, during the first hour, I was talking about judgment upon a nation. Those that keep his commandments. Those that don't keep his commandments, the judgment's upon them. The blessing's upon those that do. We're saved by grace through faith. But we ask for more grace to keep his commandments better. Ephesians 2:8, friends. Bradley, don't tell me I don't love him. Hey, he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. Hey, how many of the 10 commandments can you name? Thou shalt not something. Thou shalt. Folks, I asked a question all across the country. How many can tell me 3 of the 10 commandments? Because the Bible says, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk as he walked. He magnified that law because he was a preacher of the circumcision, Romans 15:8, going to the Jews who were broken by the law, Romans 3. And when you get a moment, read Mark chapter 10. But it's interesting. I love God so much, I haven't even taken the time to read the commandments. Don't even know what they are. I love America so much, I haven't even taken the time to read the Constitution. That's exactly right. That's really what people are saying. I really don't love God enough to obey him. And yet it was his son who died on the cross. In the natural, I really don't love America enough to actually stand up and fight for it. I'm glad someone else did it for me, though, so I can absorb all the freedoms that they fought, bled, and sacrificed themselves to give me, though. You're the worst of men. You're the worst of men. Truly, you are. Going back, father of ADHD calls himself a liar. ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. What were we talking about? We were talking about the scenarios given. Scenario 2, Tim and Mark get into a... Okay, I already highlighted that one. Scenario 3, Jeffrey will not sit in class. He continuously disrupts other students. 1962, Jeffrey is sent to the principal's office and given a good paddling. He then returns to class, sits still, and does not disrupt other students again. Yep, this is where before the state, the American people, took the state on through an evolutionary view as if to say that they dictate what you can do and what you cannot do. No, you have not a proper view of government in America. We have a biblical viewpoint where we receive our rights from our Creator, read the Declaration of Independence, and we delegate authority to the state that works for us and represents we the people. They derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. Right? People used to love their children enough to chastise them. You know, Scripture tells us that he who withholds the rod hates his son. A whole lot of people hating on their kids today. Oh, I love my kids so much. Give them a timeout. Oh, I love my kids so much. You know, we're not going to give them a Dairy Queen run today. This is their version of punishment to drive it far from them the way Scripture commands parents to. Nope, they just let the state tell them what they're supposed to do now. Good little subjects, good little slaves. America, again, come on, let's call it for what it is. Train up a child in the way he will go, so when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22. I didn't hear anything in there about the state or teachers or anybody else raising up those kids. Did you? Nope, neither did I. Got to work. Yep, so do I. Yep. For every excuse you have, I can give you an example of my obedience to Christ and how he makes it work. I mean, there's so many people out there, they just want to know God, they say, when they're having hard times. But they really don't want to know the cross where they meet Christ. They're enemies of the cross. Read Philippians 3 when you get a moment. Oh, I see them all over the place in the professed church in America, big time. Coming from people that you would never expect in a million years. Going back to the point that I could all across the country ask people to tell me three of the Ten Commandments. They can't tell me them. And if they can, good for them. A handful. Folks, I've spoken publicly 1,500 times. A handful. That's how much people love God. And shame on you. And that's why the message from here in this pulpit, friends, is repent. Scenario 3, Jeffrey is sent to the principal's office, given a good paddling. 2016, Jeffrey is given huge doses of Ritalin after being diagnosed with attention deficit disorder. Folks, completely created. Jeffrey now becomes a zombie. The family now gets a check from the government. That means from you. And Jeffrey becomes disabled. Number 4, Billy breaks a window. Scenario 4, Billy breaks a window on his neighbor's car. 1962, his dad gives him a good whipping with his belt, and Billy never does it again. And he learned his lesson. In 2016, Billy's dad is arrested for child abuse. Billy is then removed from his home and sent to foster care and later joins a gang. The state psychologist is told by Billy's sister that she remembers being abused as well. Their dad then goes to prison. Billy's mom has an affair with a psychologist. By the way, I can tell you that from firsthand experience of someone I know. We're going to come back to scenario 5, and we're going to move on. I'm going to bring you to the history books. To math. I'm going to show you how kids are being indoctrinated, how there's literally hundreds of thousands of errors in textbooks. That's illegal, America. They are to correct themselves, but that comes through you. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Going back to scenario five, comparing 1960s to the present day. Bradley gets a headache and takes some aspirin to school. Bradley shares aspirin with another student who also has a headache. 1962, Bradley's fellow students thank him and they both feel better. The headache's gone. 2016, the police are called. Bradley is sent to jail and then to treatment for drug violations. Bradley's car is searched for drugs and weapons. That is just craziness, isn't it? Oof. Whatever happened to the Grandma Rocks? I mean, whatever happened to going back to Grandpa and Grandma and listening to their wisdom? My wife's grandmother died at 98 years old, and I could talk to her about anything. Literally, she was sharp of mind. Literally anything 2 years after the Titanic went down. So it was pretty awesome. It was pretty special that we could do that. But has anybody ever heard or taken the time to listen to Grandma Rocks? Going back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. Well, one evening a grandson was talking to his grandmother about current events. The grandson asked his grandmother what she thought about the shootings at school, the computer age, and just, well, things in general. The grandma replied, well, let me think a minute. I was born before television. Penicillin, polio shots, frozen foods, Xerox, contact lenses, Frisbees, and the pill. There was no radar, credit cards, laser beams, or ballpoint pens, and man had not invented pantyhose, air conditioners, dishwashers, or clothes dryers, and the clothes were hung out to dry in the fresh air. your grandfather and I got married first and then lived together. Every family had a father and a mother until I was 25 years old. I called every man older than I, sir. We were before the sodomite agenda, computer dating, dual careers, daycare centers. They were unheard of. And group therapy. Our lives were governed by the Ten Commandments, good judgment, and common sense. We were taught to know the difference between right and wrong and to stand up and take responsibility for our actions. Serving your country was a privilege. Living in this country was a bigger privilege. We thought fast food was the people that ate during Lent. Having a meaningful relationship meant getting along with your cousins. Draft dodgers were people who closed their front doors when the evening breeze started up. Time sharing meant time the family spent together in the evenings and weekends, not purchasing condominiums. We never heard of FM station, said Grandma, and I don't ever remember any kid blowing out his brains listening to Tommy Dorsey. If you saw anything with Made in Japan on it, it was junk. The term making out referred to how you did on your school exam. Pizza Hut, McDonald's, and instant coffee were completely unheard of. We had 5 to 10 cents, 5 and 10 cent stores where you could actually buy things for 5 and 10 cents. Ice cream cones, phone calls, rides on a streetcar, and a Pepsi were all a nickel. And if you didn't want to splurge, you could spend your nickel on enough stamps to mail one letter and two postcards. Matter of fact, you could even buy a new Chevy coupe for $600, but who could afford one? Too bad, said Grandma, because gas was 11 cents a gallon. She said, in my day, grass was mowed, Coke was a cold drink, pot was something your mother cooked in, and rock music was your grandmother's lullaby. Aides were helpers in the principal's office. Chip meant a piece of wood. Hardware was found in a hardware store, and software wasn't even a word. We were the last generation to actually believe that a lady needed a husband to have a baby, and no wonder why people called us old and confused and say that there's a generation gap. How old do you think Grandma is? Folks, she'd be 88 years old today, according to this text. And when we look to Scripture, it simply means to go back to the old past, so we can know the ways of peace. But the people replied in Jeremiah 6:16, we will not. Okay? And then the Lord looks back and says, okay, you made your own bed. Now, Jeremiah, go warn them. And in the process, also, I want you to understand that they're beyond a point of return. And I'm not laying that to this country. I'm reading about the book of Jeremiah. And I'm talking about in making reference to the book of Jeremiah, where an evil out of the north was coming. Judgment was coming. And Jeremiah did everything in his power to warn those people, and they failed to respond. And then it got to the point where the Lord said to him, don't even pray for him. It's coming, and there's nothing they can do. How do you show mercy upon a nation, America, that does the things that they don't? If you are God, how would you show mercy upon a people in this country that overlook the murder of the innocent, overlook government sanctioning marriage, which has never been history in the history of mankind concerning homosexual marriage, corruption up to our nose. Folks, is it a wound incurable? Only the Lord knows. But we still have time, and we still have the freedom to right the wrongs. I know that. And there's no excuses biblically, because you can't find in Scripture where the Lord ever one time failed an obedient child of God. Never one time. There's no excuse. And when you look at the pages of the Bible from the Old Testament, Genesis, all the way to the book of Revelation, you can continuously see that the Lord always showed up when the people's backs were up against the wall. Always. And let me remind you, the Bible tells us in the book of Ezekiel, tell the righteous that it's well with them, but woe unto the wicked. Either you're under the wrath of God, which abides upon the children of disobedience, or you're under the blessing of God in Christ Jesus, which doesn't mean the cross is gone, which doesn't mean you go through a warfare. No, it means that you're going through a warfare. You know, so many people, when they get saved, they say, that's what they call it. It's interesting how they think that they're just going to go be a part of a big family now and everything's going to be perfect. Well, I can't find that in Scripture. As a matter of fact, when you look to Paul, the first thing the Lord said to him on the road to Damascus is, I must show him how many things he must suffer for my namesake. And it's interesting because when you look at Jesus in the book of John 20, he looked at his disciples after his crucifixion on Calvary. And his resurrection, he looked at the apostles and he said to them, as the Father sent me, so I send you, America. So I send you, disciples of Christ. And for some reason, that doesn't register. And it doesn't register because that's not what their church bishop or their deacon or their church overseer has said to them. No, I know. If the Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself, it teaches absolutely nothing, said D.L. Moody, and he's exactly right. Because it's not about you, it's about seeking and saving that which is lost. And by the way, when you follow the Christ, the surest sign that you're his is when you have a care for souls. He said, when you follow me, I'll make you to become the fishers of men. Now, I want to coincide that with something that we're talking about education right now. The Bible or the bayonet, I shared yesterday that Robert Winthrop, Speaker of the House, said men, in a word, must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or by a power without them, either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or the bayonet. That was, folks, that was Robert Winthrop, Speaker of the House, back in the 1800s. Right? And bringing it back to the indoctrination that your kids, if they be in public schools, shame on you if they are. There's no justifying it. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And I want to tell you why. Because when you look, let's go over to math real quick. In Texas, the State Board of Education found a total of 109,263 errors in math textbooks reviewed for use in 2008 alone. Here, let me say that again. The State Board of Education found a total of 109,263 errors in math textbooks reviewed for use in 2008 alone. The board came in, which is good, and told them to either correct their errors or else they are going to face a $5,000 per error that's found in the book if it's not fixed by the spring of the same year. Folks, do you think that just happened on accident? Do you think that was just a coincidence that happened, or do you think that was purposed? Science books and textbooks all across America, science, the study of creation, that's what it's defined out to be, is well known for being laced with the dangerous theory of evolution, which wars against Christianity. Of course. By the way, that's all you have to do is look to any dictatorship, and the first thing you'll see is that they begin to teach evolution. Because they want to be God in the sight of the people, okay? In the eyes of the people. Look at Stalin. Look at Adolf Hitler. Look at Mao Zedong. Look at how they worship themselves. Speaking of science, evolution wars against Christianity, the Bible, God, and His law, which is the foundation of your constitutional republic, America. Again, Andrew Jackson said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. And it also explains why evolution was illegal to teach in schools during the time of the 1925 Scopes trials. Huh. What about history? In Virginia, a state review committee found a slew of errors in many history books. A committee of five historians caught errors ranging from the incorrect year John Rolfe married Pocahontas, to quotes that don't even appear in historical record, folks. Revision, add, to, take away, omission, commission, you get it? Confusion is the end aim here. Another textbook erroneously stated many colonial Americans were illiterate. We're going to be talking about that next week because the opposite is true. We're going to continue on showing you what's going on in public schools in a moment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Probably a tissue of frustration dealing with the older people who don't realize that when we look to the young people today, they're going to answer to God for what they've allowed. Because they'll complain about the kids that they themselves are responsible for raising up. Luke 7:35, wisdom is justified by her children, right? But what's interesting is I was doing this school in Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, just to show you what I'm up against, folks. And I remember we had probably about 350 students in this school, and all of a sudden I walked in, and this teacher came up to me, and she was being quite rude and insincere, so therefore she demanded a response, and she got one. And she was complaining about the kids, and I looked at her, and I said, "Ma'am, I'm just kind of curious, who raised those kids up?" I said, "You're complaining about those kids that you're responsible to teach and educate," is what I was telling her. Who are the kids to blame? Are they supposed to blame themselves for what they've been subjected to? I don't think so. That doesn't even make any... There's no rationale there, friends. But And I've heard that before. And by the way, I'm talking about some of these issues right now, specifically history and science, because I heard a principal in Wisconsin look at me with a smirk on his face and say, whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. Pathetic. Oh, and by the way, America, just keep in mind, he's just doing his job. Yep. Just like all the teachers that were just doing their job when Adolf Hitler was making them all slaves. When Mao Zedong was making them all slaves, they were just doing their job. Now, see, now they're getting paid to indoctrinate kids rather than to do their job and to teach their kids. And by the way, out of firsthand experience, how many times I've done high school assemblies highlighting some of the things that I'm highlighting right now concerning indoctrination in public schools, and I have the teachers nodding their heads, agreeing with everything I'm saying, yet they sit there and they just do their job because, after all, they've got a family to support. In a couple moments, I'm going to play some audio and share with you as to an example of what you have raised up. And to some people, it's funny. And what's funny about it is absolutely nothing to me. I get where people think it's funny, but the fact of the matter is, it's a reality. And so if there's anything funny about it, or if you think it's joke-worthy, just keep in mind that the joke is on you. Period. I'll play that in just a couple moments. Let me finish this up. I was just talking about history. A state review committee found a slew of errors in many history textbooks. Its purpose, friends. One book illustrated Virginia soldiers in the Revolutionary War wearing red coats when in fact they wore blue. Why? To confuse. Another textbook erroneously stated many colonial Americans were illiterate. Folks, I'm about to show you, I'm about to throw a rock at that one, and I want to tell you that glass house is going to shatter. Matter of fact, literacy rates were extremely high. They were real smart, as the East Coasters would say. Retired librarian of Virginia, who was a historian, Brent Tarter, wrote in his review on one textbook, one, he said, Our Virginia, he said, I also found some very significant omissions, some internal inconsistencies, and some erroneous or questionable descriptions and analysis of historical events. He said, some are so ludicrous. This is what he said. Some are so ludicrous and difficult to explain that I can't even understand where the misinformation came from. I can. The bureaucracies that created them. They're not educators. Do you hear what I said? They're not educators. They're bureaucracies. This is all under Common Core. It bled in through No Child Left Unindoctrinated, which again is communism. They're leveling the playing field. So, America, why is this happening? Well, without further ado, what I want to do is I again want to play some audio for you. This is a young lady being interviewed for a job. And again, for those that think this is funny, keep in mind, yes, I see the humor of it. I really do. But the fact of the matter is, it is very tangible in the sense of the spirit in which we're dealing with concerning the young people. And keep in mind who the responsible party is. It's all of us. Even if I'm doing high school assemblies, friends, correcting the error, I'm doing my part. But I still have a responsibility to continuously fight on until the wrongs are righted, period. Now just imagine if we all did this. And just imagine if we all held the responsible party concerning the law and the consequence of violating that law concerning our textbooks. A lot of people would be thrown in jail. Here's a millennial job interview. Listen carefully.
Amy, it says you are trained in technology. That's very good. Are you adept at Excel?
No.
PowerPoint?
No.
Publisher?
Not really.
Exactly in what area of technology are you proficient?
Snapchat, Pinterest, Instagram, Vine, Twitter. You know the big ones.
I'm surprised you didn't say Facebook.
Old people, like my parents. That's funny.
Well, Amy, when you're working for me, You have to have those kind of research skills, because they'll send you things for you to comb through and get the answers and send them to me. So for that, you've got to be really good at technology.
For stuff like that, no problem. I'll just ask Siri.
You'll just ask Siri?
You know, Siri tell me this, Siri find me that. We're all good getting you the answers.
Tell Siri I want you ready to go at 8 sharp each and every morning.
I don't understand.
What don't you understand?
What you just said.
You don't understand be ready to go?
No. You said 8, right?
Yes.
8, like, in the morning, 8?
Yes, in the morning.
Yeah. That kind of doesn't work for me. Who gets up at 8?
I do.
I Skype with my French boyfriend in Paris until, like, 3 in the morning. I don't even get to Starbucks until, like, 10, where I order my grande chai tea latte, 3 pumps, skim milk, light water, 2% foam, extra hot, but not too hot. So if it's okay, I work best in the morning at 10:45.
Wow. Amy, I don't think we're going to be a good fit.
Why are you so negative? I can sense your hostilities, and right now I am not feeling very safe. I've been here for over 5 minutes, and the only nice thing you have said to me was nice resume, which I typed all night for this meeting with you. You've given me no guidance, no validation, no encouragement, no supervision. Is there an HR director somewhere?
HR director?
Yes, I need to speak to someone. I may have to take off today as a mental health day.
Take the day off? Amy, look at me. You don't work here.
Are you firing me?
Okay, yes.
There you have it. Now, again, friends, I understand where people think this is funny. I'm not condemning people for thinking that there's humor in this, but the fact of the matter is this is a reality. And it's your reality. Some of these kids are literally what you just heard. I mean, sometimes when I'm tracking people, no matter where I'm at, folks, some of these young people, even college-age students and adults, now that I think about it, can't even spell certain words. But they know all about Facebook. They know all about Twitter. They know all about Instagram. They know all about what kind of coffee and what they want in their coffee, folks. It's true, isn't it? Because where your heart is, there is your treasure also. And there we have it. Let me finish it up with this, that in this country, many schools across the country, you are required to pass Bible courses before you could graduate high school. Now they have the Bible as arch enemy in your mind. And if you dare bring anything to do with the Word of God in a public school, you're done for it. Folks, I want to tell you something completely untrue. Completely untrue. You never lost a right. You just failed to fight for your rights. All the way up until 1962, prayer was the norm for virtually every school in America. We didn't have these problems that we're talking about. We didn't have individuals daring the justice of the American people by rewriting their history, rewriting their science, rewriting their math, allowing the federal government to illegally indoctrinate young people in this country. It's on your watch. It's your responsibility. And I love you enough to tell you. Talking, well, actually in a day and a half. See.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.